Thank you.
Thank you very much. Dear ladies and gentlemen, dear director, first of all, I would like to thank you for this platform to sharing our vision to energy transition and also to talk about our challenges and the way we see to overcome these challenges. They think that progressive policies are critical to maximizing the social economic benefits of energy transition. During COP28, we signed Global Renewables and Energy Efficiency Pledge. We are currently working on development of National Determined Contribution 3.0 and a long-term strategy that will enable us to set out pathway to achieve the short-term target up to 2030, as well as identify key actions to be taken and the funding needed to achieve carbon neutrality in long-term. Analysis shows that for a net zero scenario, we need to use high-cost solutions, such as battery storage to balance renewables in our grid, hydrogen and green gases, bioenergy, of course, and carbon capture utilization and storage. For example, research conducted in the field of bioenergy shows that the potential for using of biomass as an energy source is relatively low and compete with food security. But waste management practice, improvement in waste management practice, legislation, and bioenergy tariffs need to be done to unlock the potential of biogas, which is in turn will be good source for biomethane and biocarbon. This also interrelated with green products production and combating land degradation, but they need in more feasibility studies and learn from best practice to make this business case is needed. In 2022, we completed a first study of low-carbon hydrogen economy for Azerbaijan Republic. This shows that due to important potential of offshore wind and solar, the use of hybrid solution will contribute to higher load factors and allow green hydrogen to be produced at very competitive prices. Our investors are currently continuing their feasibility studies on the production and transportation of green hydrogen and green gases, including the production of green fertilizers. We need to determine the main technological approach for low-carbon renewable hydrogen production, taking into account all challenges of climate change adaptation, such as freshwater shortage and the decline in Caspian sea level, additional research on use of desalination technologies and their impact on Caspian sea environment is necessary to ensure the sustainability of renewable hydrogen production in our region. We are currently developing our first national hydrogen strategy, which is in line with the concept of three green energy corridors announced by our government. The signed agreement on establishment of three energy corridors, Caspian, Black Sea, Europe, Azerbaijan, Turkey, Europe, and Azerbaijan, Central Asia, Europe, will accelerate cross-border grid interconnection. This will contribute to integrating of renewable energy and raise share of renewable energy consumption for sure. The first results of first stage of the feasibility study will be announced by the consulting company CESI, hired to perform these studies. And we plan to announce it at COP29. In next stage, more detailed research planned, including on regulatory and financial principles of such kind of project. So we also need the support in this direction. Our developed oil and gas industry and the skills gained in geological studies can potentially allow the development of carbon capture storage and carbon capture utilization projects, as well as projects for direct use of geothermal energy for heat production. Exchange of experience in these two areas, support with the feasibility studies for project development, as well as development of training programs for qualifying of labor force in oil and gas sector will be required to achieve the just transition goals. Support for implementation of national electric mobility plan already developed in Azerbaijan Republic, including studying international experience in creation of charging infrastructure, the use of renewable energy and charging station, and improving legislation in the area will allow further development of electromobility and deployment of this technology in Azerbaijan Republic. And more studies are needed to understand the potential and levels for electrification of end-use sectors. Special attention should be paid to heating and cooling, and the training progress for energy project designers, energy auditors, and renewable energy engineers need to be developed. Of course, we also would like to emphasize the need for international cooperation in this field, in all these fields, and that we think that UNIC is the relevant platform for us to work with and to actually allow this to be realized in more, maybe not in very near future, but in the future. Thank you very much.